弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
你很喜欢今天早上的敬拜吗？
Did you like this morning's worship?
你觉得神今天早上喜欢我们的敬拜吗？
Do you think God liked our worship this morning?
好的敬拜跟不好的敬拜最重要的差别在哪里？
What's the difference between good worship and bad worship?
好的敬拜，今天这个机会很棒。
We had an excellent opportunity today.
好的敬拜跟不好的敬拜差别在哪里？
What's the difference?
在人。
People.
就是在你和我身上，知道吗？
The difference is you and me.
神喜悦的敬拜跟神不喜悦的敬拜，关键在你跟我的心。
The type of worship that pleases God and that the type that does not depends on our hearts.
敬拜是人带给神的。
Worship is something that we bring to God.
但是我们习惯了敬拜是我们的享受。
But we're used to focusing on our own enjoyment when we're worshiping.
所以大家都穿得漂亮。
So everyone is dressed well.
所以看起来很舒服。
So everyone looks good.
然后呢，电视、投影、音乐都很顺。
So we have projections and we have music that's delivered very smoothly.
然后领诗的人和乐手都排练得很熟悉、很熟练。
And our worship team and our musicians have all practiced.
然后灯光充足。
We have sufficient lighting.
温度适中。
Ideal temperatures.
然后今天敬拜就好。
And that means today's worship will go very well.
可是那些全部都拿走之后。
What happens when all of that is removed?
剩下的是什么？
What remains?
剩下的才是真正的敬拜。
What remains is what...Truly worship.
所以今天为什么说这是一个很好的机会？
So why do we say that this was an excellent opportunity?
因为这个技术、投影、音乐，哦，对我们有很大的分神的影响。投影片不能用，诗歌歌词没有，然后后面的弟兄姐妹在那边忙得像这个油锅中的蚂蚁一样。然后大家前面都不知道做什么，心里面很慌乱，所以这些都是怎么样让我们分神的 distraction.
So we had a lot of issues today with our technology. We did not have projections. We don't have lyrics. There's a lot of issues. We have all of our brothers and sisters helping us with our technology swarming in the back, like ants in a bowl. And usually that serves to be a distraction.
What, did you say ants in the hole?
In the bowl. I thought you said a bowl.
Ants in hot oil.
Oh, hold on. That did not translate well.
Or frog in the boiling water, right? 但是这不得不让我们怎么样？因为这些让我们分神的事情，不得不让我们更集中我们的思想意念，把我们的心带到神的面前。
Because all of the distractions that usually accompany worship are gone, all we can do then is to focus our energies together as we come before God.
我们要把我们的敬拜的音乐和技术，我们要做到最好。
We would like to do, when it comes to technology and worship music, do our best.
因为这是我们对神的奉献。
Because this is an offering from us to God.
但是我们不是依靠这些来到神面前敬拜。
But we do not rely on these things to worship, to come before God.
所以今天只要你的心，我的心在神的面前是抓紧的。
So as long as your heart and mine are correct before God.
我们属灵的眼目，我们的心灵在神的面前摆上。
That our gazes and our hearts are directed to God.
今天你的敬拜可能是最好的敬拜。
Today, as long as we've done that, was probably the best worship we've ever given to God. Because we have completely placed ourselves and our church into God's hands.
有一个故事是从这个大概是二十世纪初的一个爱尔兰的海边出来。
There's a story from the turn of the 20th century from seaside in Ireland.
Okay. 在爱尔兰的一个海边。二十世纪初，那个地方没有电。
It's a place that did not have electricity.
可是那边有一个老人。
There was an old person.
他很有钱。
This is a rich old person.
可是他很小气。
But this is a cheap rich old person.
那整个镇里面的人都知道他小气。
And everybody knows how frugal this person is.
所以当电发明了，电力公司建立了他们的这个这个电线之后呢，就要去牵电。
So when the electric company came in and people can start wiring their houses to electricity.
所以城里面的人都很惊讶，因为这个小气的有钱人是第一个说把电接到我家里面。
Everybody in this little village was very surprised when this person known for their frugality was the very first one to say, hey, I want to hook my house up to electricity.
好了，几周之后呢？
A few weeks later,
电力公司的人就过来。
Someone from the electric company came.
他就来问这个人。
And asked this person,
他说你现在家里面电都接上了吗？
They asked him, hey, is everything hooked up in your house?
他说是。
And they said, yes, everything is.
他说好用吗？
And does it work well?
他说好用，好用。
And he said, yes.
然后这个人就说：“好用，那好，但我有一个疑问想请教一下。”
So, the person from the electric company said, "Well, it's great that everything works, but I have a question."
他说：“我看你的电表。”
I've been reading your meter.
你好像用电用的不多啊。
You don't use very much electricity.
这是为什么呢？
Why is that?
这老人就跟他说。
And this old person said,
电用的非常好。
Electricity is great.
灯光很充足。
So much lighting.
我天天用。
I use it every day.
太阳一下山，我就把灯打开。
The minute the sun sets, I turn on my lights.
然后我就去点蜡烛。
Then I can use that light to light my candles.
然后我蜡烛点完以后，我灯就马上关掉。
And once my candles are lit, I could turn off my lights again.
这个人啊，
This person.
他家里面连上了电源。
He has tapped into the electrical grid from their house.
可是他没有真的在用。
But he's not using it.
他的房子接上了这个电的能源，可是呢，他的整个屋子并没有转变。
Even though his house is now hooked up to electricity, it hasn't been transformed.
那我们是不是有时候也会做出这样的错误？
Is this not a mistake that we make ourselves?
作为基督徒，
We are Christians.
我们的灵魂已经得到了拯救。
Our souls have been saved.
可是我们的心还没有变化。
But there's no change in our hearts.
我们虽然已经连上了这个生命的源头，生命的能力。
We are connected to God's power in life.
可是我们的生命没有改变。
But our lives have not been transformed.
我们当中有些人
There are those of us among us.
可以说我们信靠了基督，因为我们是为着未来的一个拯救，我们信靠了基督。
We say we trust Christ for a future salvation.
可是我们的此时此刻，我们今生今世，我们却去抵拒神在我们生命当中要做的改变。
But for our actual lives in the here and now, we actually resist the transformation by God.
有时候啊，
Sometimes,
我们去把那个开关这样开一下。
We might turn on the switch.
可是多半的时候
，But for the most part,
我们却满足于在那个昏暗、闪动的烛光的阴影当中过生活。
We live most of our lives in the shadows.
我们满足于之前的那一点点的，却是幽暗的烛光。
We live in the dim light from a flickering candle.
在以弗所书第三章第二十节，我们有圣经的，我们把翻到以弗所书三章二十节。
In the book of Ephesus, chapter 3, verse 20, for those of us with Bibles, please turn there with us.
Okay, 你有圣经的，或者你在你的手机里面找到以弗所书第三章第二十节。
Please turn your Bibles to Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, whether you flip to it or you use your Bible app on your phone.
神在这里告诉我们，他已经赐给属神的儿女一个很奇妙的能力，是在我们的里面。
In this passage, Ephesians 3:20, God tells us that He has given His children an amazing power that is within us.
这个能力他赐给我们的是让我们能够去经历神在我们生命当中奇妙的作为。
This is the power that He gives us is for us to be able to experience His mighty works in our lives.
以弗所书三章二十节描述这个的时候就说是神照着在我们里面的大能，他能够充充足足的超过我们所求所想的成就一切。
And what Ephesians 3:20 tells us is that what He gives us is far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think.
所以我们过去就在看，我们有这样的能力，可是我们要怎么样的去支取这样的能力，怎么样去启动这样的能力。
So we know we have this power. However, how do we activate this power?
那我们上回就知道，原来在以弗所书的第三章第十四到第二十一节，就给了我们这个启动或者是支取神所赐予的能力的关键。
So we learned last time that the key is in the same chapter, but verses 14 to 21.
因为这一段经文就是一个基督徒能够释放出力量，使我们能够活出那有丰盛的生命。
So this section of the scripture is the key to unleashing the power of a fruitful life for a Christian.
也就是在四章第一节里面，主所说的，我们在我们的生活上面行事为人，要能够配得上我们所蒙的呼召。
So as God says in Ephesians 4:1, so that by using this key, we can then walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which we have been called.
所以上一次我们就看到这个关键的第一部分，第一部分就是我们要能够借着顺服圣灵而能够得到内在的力量。
So the first part is in verse 16. We know that we have to
借着顺服圣灵 yielding to the Spirit.
Okay, and by yielding to the Spirit, we can obtain inner strength.
对，我们可以得到内在的力量，因为我们知道基督徒内在的力量来源就是我们要顺服圣灵的引领，我们的能力就是靠着 圣灵的加添。
In obtaining inner strength, we know based on the passages, it is to yield to God and to obey God.
所以我们今天来看这个关键，怎么样支取能力的关键的第二个部分。
So we're going to look at the second part.
这第二个部分就是要能够使基督住在我们的心里。
How do we have Christ dwell in our hearts?
第一步是我们要借着圣灵能够在我们的里面能够得到力量。
So the first step is how to unleash the power within us. The first step in unleashing the power within us is obtaining inner strength through the Holy Spirit.
第二个部分是使基督住在我们的心里。
The second part of that is how do we have Christ dwell within us?
我们读神的话的时候，我们要注意这里是有一个顺序的。
If we read God's word, we see that there is an actual order to this.
顺服圣灵。
To obey and yield to God.
使圣灵在我们的里面添加力量。
So that the Spirit can come in us and give us inner strength.
然后我们要使基督在我们的心中。
Once that's done, then we can have Christ dwell in our hearts.
是不是第十七节这样说？
It says in verse 17.
16, 17节是这样读的。
Verses 16 and 17.
使他的大能在你的内在刚强起来，使基督能够借着你们的信住在你们的心里。
Verse 16 and 17. Let's see. That according to the riches of his glory, that he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
英文的圣经就把原文翻译得更准确，在十七节的开始他就说，因此 so that 因此基督能够住在你们的心里。
The English translation is actually more specific and more accurate in verse 17 by starting off as so that Christ may dwell in your hearts.
我相信在座的各位可能有人会有疑问啊。
Some of you may have questions.
他说，范长老，我已经得救了。
You may say, Pastor James, I'm already saved.
耶稣基督已经住在我的心里了。
Doesn't Jesus already live in my heart?
那难道圣经这边是告诉我，我还要再让基督再住进来一次吗？
Is the Bible now telling me I have to invite Jesus into my heart again?
所以我们要去想，这段经文是这样子教的吗？
So we have to ask ourselves, what is this verse trying to teach us?
这段经文是说你先成为基督徒。
This verse is saying you have to become Christian.
这段经文是不是这样子说？
Is what this verse saying?
你先成为基督徒。
That you become a Christian.
然后成了基督徒之后，你要让圣灵住在你心中。
And after you become a Christian, invite Jesus into your heart.
No, oh. 让圣灵赐你力量。
Let the Holy Spirit give you inner strength.
然后再让基督住到你心里。
And then let Christ come live in your heart.
那你这样想，你就说这好像不对啊。
That sounds a little weird.
是顺序不对，对不对？
The order does not appear logical.
因为一个人之所以能够称为基督徒，是因为他跟耶稣基督的生命连上了。
A person is a Christian when you have life in God.
因为圣灵已经在我们的生命当中做工，因为主耶稣基督住到我们心里，所以我们才成为基督徒。
Because God has already worked in our hearts, and that we already believe in Jesus, that's why we are Christians.
那为什么圣经在这里，神的话告诉对基督徒说，要让基督住在你的心里呢？
So why is this pastor saying, in speaking to Christians, we have to now let Christ in our hearts?
我们来看一下这个。住圣经里面讲的住在到底是什么意思
So let's take a deeper dive into it and see what it means by letting Christ dwell in our
新约圣经的原文是用希腊文所写的
The original language the Bible was written in was in Greek
那这个住在这个是一个动词是 katokeo
So the original word for dwell in the original Greek is katokeo
很容易读对不对
Sounds super easy, right?
我们来读一下希腊文 ，katokeo。Katokeo 是一个复合词，复合字 ，the compound。
Oh, it's a compound word.
是 kata 和 okeo 合在一起的。
It's two words. It's kata and okeo.
Kata 是往下的意思。
Kata means down.
那 okeo 是住在一个房子里
and oikeo means to be in a house
或者说住在一个地方
or to live in a place
或者就是说在家里面
or it means to be at home
okay, oikos 是房子的意思是家里面的意思
it just means home
oikos means home
oikos means home
是名词所以 katokeo 是什么意思
so what does katokeo mean
就是你能够到一个地方，像回家一样的去住下来。
It means like you are going home to settle down in a place.
Okay. 所以我们知道这个原文的时候，我们来读这段经文，你可以这样读。
So now understanding the original Greek.
我们读这段经文这节经文的时候，你可以这样读。
When we read this passage, this is how we can read it.
让基督能够像回到家里面自在的在你的心中住下来。
So when we're reading this passage as Christians, understanding the background, now read it as so that Christ may settle down and be at home in your hearts.
Katakoyo 讲到的不是只是住。
The word katakoyo doesn't just mean just to live.
它是讲到像是回到家中一样，有这种舒适，有这种自在，有这种能够毫无拘束的住下来。
It means to be in a place of comfort, to settle down, to truly be at home.
那当我们有这样的了解之后，这个我们心中就我们就会开始去想。
Now that we understand this, we think.
这一点就很有意思了。
That there is a lot of meaning here.
是不是有一种环境，基督徒的心里面是不是有一种环境，让基督不能 在他的心中自在的像回家一样的舒适的住下来。
Are there conditions in a Christian's heart where Christ cannot settle down and be at home in our hearts?
我想有的。
I think yes.
我想我自己的生命当中，我想有很多时候我的心是不适合基督住在里面舒舒服服的，像回家一样自在的住下来的。
I would think in my own life there are many times where Christ may not be comfortable and at home in my heart.
基督徒虽然有耶稣在心中，
even though as Christians we have Christ in our hearts,
可是基督徒也非常可能的，或者说经常的，让我们心里面的，我们心中的这个环境，
but there are often times our hearts may be in a situation or be in a condition.
这个环境是脏乱的。
It may be messy.
所以基督进来的时候，他不能很自在。
So when Christ comes into our hearts, based on its messy condition,
他不能很舒适。
He can't be at ease and comfortable.
我们家里面两个最小的。
The youngest two in our household.
他们今天没有在这里，因为他们年纪还不够。
They're not here because they're too young.
所以讲一下不会让他们太没面子。
So I could talk about them and not embarrass them to their face.
他们的房间是我们家里面最脏乱的。
Their rooms are the absolute worst ones in our house.
不过没关系，他们年轻，我们在训练他们。
And it's okay, they're young, we're still teaching them.
最近呢，训练让他们收拾自己的房间，有一点点的成果。
So in teaching lately, in teaching them how to clean their own rooms, is a little bit of progress.
那几天前呢，一不盯他们啊，这个陋习又犯了，这个不好的习惯又出现了。
So a few days ago, lately, when we weren't keep our eyes on them, their bad habits reasserted itself.
我经过他们的房间，我往里面看了一下。
I passed by their room and looked inside.
书包乱扔，玩具乱扔，连自己换下来的衣服就在地上这样子，全部根本没有不能走路的地方。
They threw their backpacks on the floor. They threw their clothes on the floor. They have their toys everywhere. There's not even any space to walk on.
我说你清房间不是一天清一次，就是我看见了睡觉前叫你清一次，你整天都要注意嘛。你衣服放下来好好的收，对不对？回家书包妈妈都给你弄了一个钩子挂好，弄整齐，这是习惯，好不好？
So I tell them, cleaning your room isn't something you do once a day when I tell you to before bed. You have to clean throughout the day. Your mom put a hook up for your backpack. Why can't you put your backpack on the hook? This is a habit.
这个是我的家。
This is my home.
可是那个房间是我最不喜欢进去的地方。
But I really don't like going into that room.
脏乱。不能说脏乱，就是乱。
It's messy.
那他们清完了之后啊，因为他们东西不清，我不吸尘的。
So after they clean, because if they don't clean, I will not vacuum.
所以呢，上一周他们清完了，我说好，现在我们一起来吸尘。
So last week, once they cleaned the room, I said, okay, now we're going to vacuum your room.
他们房间不大。
It's a small room.
大概就这个钢琴的这个角落这么大。
It's about the size of the corner where the piano is.
地上的东西拿起来了。
Once you take everything from the floors,
我说我要吸尘了。
I said, I'm going to vacuum.
房间才吸一半，那个吸尘器的那个桶子全满了。
I've only gone through half of their very small bedroom and the canister's already full.
我跟他们讲。
So I tell them.
你看这个东西。
Look at this.
你不清不吸的时候，你不知道这就是你的环境。
If you don't clean your room and I don't vacuum, look, this is the kind of filth you're living in.
好好把你的房间整理好。
Please keep your room clean.
这样我也可以常常的吸尘，帮你们清洁。
So I can help vacuum your room to keep it clean.
那你们整个人就是变成一个不但是有好习惯，而且你们这个个人在你的生活上面，你就有去掌握它了，是不是
？So not only do you have good habits, you're being rewarded in your life.
一个基督徒，我们虽然知道我们得救是因为主住在我们的心中。
As Christians, we know that we are saved because God lives in our hearts.
可是当主住在我们的心中的时候，我们这个心里的这个给他的预备的环境，你是觉得他是很自在、很舒服的，还是整天要替我们清啊？
As he is living in our hearts, are we providing him an environment in our hearts where he can be comfortable in, or is he constantly trying to clean everything up for us?
因为我爱我的孩子。
Because I love my children.
所以虽然我不喜欢进去那个房间，我也常进去。
So even though I don't like going into their messy room, I still go in.
但是我不会在那边待得很久。
But I can't spend a lot of time there.
我不自在。
I'm not comfortable there.
一个基督徒的心中的环境，会不会我们没有注意到我们要为主预备好？
So for those, for a, the heart of a Christian, are we preparing it for God?
可能我们的心中仍然存有很多对别人的嫉妒。
Perhaps in our heart we have a lot of envy for others.
可能我们的心中充满着对别人的羡慕。
Maybe we are jealous of others.
可能我们心中有对生命生活有许多的不满。
Perhaps we are discontented about some aspect of our lives.
心里面因为对事情对人不满，我们就很多的怒气。
And because of this discontentment, we may have anger.
甚至我们对人有报复的心。
We may feel vengeance in our hearts.
可能我们自己可怜自己。
Or we may wallow in self-pity.
可能我们的心中对金钱还是那么的热衷，这么的追求，这么的去爱钱。
Maybe we still have a love for and pursuit for money.
可能我们在我们的生命当中，我们的心里面整天所想的就是我要更多的这个世俗上面的物质上面的得到。
Perhaps our hearts are full of thoughts on chasing after worldly gains.
可能我们心中所想的，我们所说的，所做的一切，都是为了能够使我自己得到益处。
Perhaps our heart is filled with thoughts of pursuing after our own selfish interests.
可能在我们的生命当中，在我们的心里仍然有罪，仍然有我们这种情欲在我们的心中隐藏着。
Perhaps we have sin and lust that dwells in the deep recesses of our own hearts.
所以主耶稣基督在这样的心中。
So in a heart like this, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他不能像回到家一样很自在很舒适的。
It's not for him, it's not like going home where he can be comfortable.
他在你的心中，他整天就是想怎么样帮你清。
As he's in your heart all day long, he's thinking about how am I going to clean this up?
那么脏乱的地方，老要让主工作。
In the messy and dirty areas of our hearts, we're constantly putting God to work.
可是感谢神，你看圣经，神的话给我们一个很清楚的带领。
But praise the Lord, his scripture gives us very clear
guidance. Yeah.
Guidance.
我们的生命和我们的生活是有一个有一个顺序的。
There is an order to our lives.
我们先要让圣灵，我们先要顺服圣灵，让圣灵掌管我们的心，赐我们力量。
We in this order is we have to yield to the Holy Spirit so He can come inside us and grant us strength.
因为圣灵掌管我们的心灵。
Once the Spirit takes control of us,
预备我们的心,
He will prepare our hearts,
洁净我们的心,
clean our hearts.
所以主耶稣基督能够进来住在我们心中的时候，就能够自在地住下来。
So when Christ comes into our heart, He can settle down and enjoy Himself.
如此的舒适地住下来，他才能够怎么样享受你。
Once He's able to settle down and be comfortable, then he can enjoy you.
主住在我们的心中是为了与我们相处。
God lives in our hearts so he can interact with us.
让他能够享受他享受到我们对他的爱。
So he can enjoy our love for him.
享受他能够与我们同心，能够与我们同行。
That he's able to be with us all the time.
而不是整天在你的心中做清洁。
He doesn't enjoy coming into our hearts to clean for us all the time.
你有没有想过这一点?
Have you thought about this?
我们属神的儿女,
For those of us who are children of God,
我们有这种特权, 我们有这种尊贵, 我们能够有这种荣耀, 让我们的主住在我们的心中。
We have the privilege, the honor, and the glory of having our Lord Jesus Christ live in our hearts.
不但只是住在我们的心中，我们有这样的一个福分，我们能够为主预备一个地方，让他能够像回家一样的自在的与我们相处。
We're so blessed that we are able to have, to be able to let him live in our hearts in such a way that we can live closely in fellowship with him.
像一家人在一起。
It's like a family together.
可是呢，我们有彼此，但是我们能够接待他。We're prepared to like receive him, right? And host him. 环境整洁，阳光充足，泡杯茶，泡杯咖啡，跟主一起相处。
How would you like to prepare your heart for him? Wouldn't you like it to be cleaned? Wouldn't you like there to be adequate lighting? Wouldn't you like to be well decorated and have a cup of tea ready for him?
我们要注意听。
So listen closely.
特别是信主的人。
For those of you who are Christian.
你已经接受了耶稣基督作为你的救主。
You've already accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
耶稣已经住在你的心里了。
Jesus already lives in your heart.
是不是他已经住在你心里了？
He already lives in you.
但是你有没有好好的去掌握你的生命？
But have you taken care of your life?
你有没有好好的去掌管你的心？
Have you taken care of your heart?
使得基督耶稣在你的心中真的就像回了家一样，然后可以坐下来，很自在的，很舒服的，然后呢，可以在你这边住下来。
Have you taken care of your heart so that when Jesus comes, he can actually settle into your life to take comfort there and to be at home and at ease with you?
这个对我们属灵的生命上面和对这个神的救恩的认识上面是一个更近身的认识，是不是？
And isn't this a new level of understanding for those of us who know God?
感谢主，他的话语讲得太清楚了。
We thank God for how clear he is in his words.
神告诉我们该如何的去过生活。
He tells us how to live.
神告诉我们要怎么样的去过生活，使得我们能够经历他那奇妙的同在。
So that we can experience his amazing presence.
然后不但能够有他的同在，我们能够经历到他奇妙的大能，在我们的生命当中，在我们的生活当中，源源不断的供应我们。
Not only do we experience his amazing grace and his amazing presence, we are able then to access the power that he gives us.
你知道这个叫做怎么样的去扎根？
How do we take root?
怎么样去仔细的去看神的话？
How do we read God's word?
然后这就是讲到我们该怎么样的去结果？
How to bear fruit?
就是遵照他的话去过生活。
It's by living according to his word.
我想在这个时候啊，我们需要了解这一点。
It's something for us to understand.
真理是在神的话当中启示给我们的。
Knowledge is from the word of God.
但是神的话语给我们的启示是让我们去行的。
But
去做出来的。
He wants us to be able to take action.
那当我们对这节经文有这样 更清楚更深刻的认识之后。
But now that we have a better understanding of this passage.
我们现在就知道什么叫做让基督住在我们的心中。
We can understand what it means when we ask Jesus to come live in our hearts.
但是呢，另一个层面也让我们了解到。
But we also understand.
一个人成为基督徒，不只是你邀请耶稣到你的心中。
A person becomes Christian not just by inviting Christ in.
对不对？
Right?
我什么都不跟你讲。
I don't say anything.
但是我要你成为基督徒。
But I want you to become Christian.
所以我就说，邀请耶稣到你的心中就好了。
So I say to you, just invite Jesus into your heart. You're good.
但是这节经文告诉我们，这些让耶稣住下来在心中的人，已经是基督徒了。
But this passage tells us, for those of us, those inviting Jesus into their heart, they are already Christians.
这些让不是 invite, 是让就是 those who are
allowed,
who have allowed Jesus to truly dwell in their heart, right? 这些人是已经被圣灵带领的人。
These are people who are already led by the Holy Spirit.
他们已经被圣灵在他们的内心当中已经坚定赐予力量的人。
These are people who've already been given power in their inner hearts by
the Holy
Spirit. 所以这节
圣经讲的不是还没有信耶稣的人。
This passage is not speaking to those who do not know Jesus.
他不是说一个没信耶稣的人，你就跟他讲邀请耶稣到你的心中。
This isn't saying for those who don't know Jesus, just invite him into your heart.
他是说 信主的人要预备好你的心，使基督真的能够舒适的在你的心中住下来。
It's speaking to those who are already Christians that we must prepare our hearts so that Christ may dwell in our hearts.
我想你可能会有点惊讶。
You may be a little surprised.
在圣经里面讲到耶稣住在我们心中的只有这一节经文。
In the entire Bible, in this the specific verse is the only place where actually refers to Jesus living in a person's heart.
我们在圣经里面更常看到的是神说神的灵住在信徒的心中。
The Bible regularly speaks about God's spirit living in the heart of his believers.
看罗马书八章十一节。
In Romans 8:11.
如果那使耶稣从死里使人中复活的灵住在里面，这是耶稣的灵。那使基督从死人中复活的，也必借着住在你们里面的圣灵，使你们必死的身体活过来。
Romans 8:11. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you.
哥林多前书三章十六节说：“难道不知道你们是神的殿吗？”这是讲到教会，也是讲到基督徒的人。你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里面吗？
In 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you are God's temple, speaking not just of the church, but of Christians, and that God's Spirit dwells in you?
所以当我们要跟人分享福音的时候,
So when we share the gospel with others,
当我们邀请人与神建立关系的时候,
When we invite others to come and start a relationship with God,
我们要清楚地知道不是只是邀请人来接受耶稣到你的心中。
This is not simply an invitation for them to invite Jesus into their hearts.
神的话清楚地告诉我们神的心意。
God's will is very clear. God's word is very clear on His will.
当神呼召人到他面前的时候
，When God has us come before Him.
神的呼召是要让我们在他的面前要向我们的罪悔改。
He calls for people to repent from their sins.
也就是说，我们不再愿意继续走罪犯罪的道路。
Which means we are no longer willing to walk in the same path of sin.
悔改就是我们转头，我们要走正义公义的路，而不是走罪恶的路。
To repent means we turn away from the path of sin we were on and take a path of righteousness.
然后我们要去相信，或者说我们要去信靠耶稣基督的赦罪。
And we need to be able to believe and to trust in His forgiveness.
当我们信靠主耶稣基督为我们赦罪在十字架上面做的工作的时候
，When we trust and believe in the forgiveness of God that He gave us on the cross.
那我们就能够得到神所赐给我们永生的祝福。
That's when we are able to receive the blessing of eternal life from God.
这个永生的祝福不是只是死后上天堂，是在今生今世就能够得到的那个活泼丰富的生命。
The eternal life from God isn't something that starts after we pass away and we enter into heaven. It's something that starts now in our daily lives.
那那些在对我们的罪认罪，然后我们悔改，信靠耶稣的人，这些人就被称为神的儿女。
For those who repent of their sins, turn away from the sinful life, and turn to God, you will have eternal life.
那神的儿女，神就说。
And to God's children, he says.
哥罗西书四章六节，加拉太书四章六节就说：你们既然是神的儿子，或是你们既然是神的孩子，神就差遣他儿子的灵进入到我们的心里，呼叫阿爸父。
In Galatians chapter 4, verse 6.And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
所以我希望我们很注意这一点。
So pay attention.
除非 你已经在你的罪中悔改，转头。
Unless you have turned away from your sin,
除非你今天已经信靠了耶稣基督在十字架上面所为你的罪而献上的牺牲。
And have trusted in what Jesus has done for you on the cross and his sacrifice.
除非你经历到神对你罪的赦免。
Until you trusted in the forgiveness of your sins by Jesus.
你不是一个基督徒。
You are not a Christian.
就算是你曾经邀请耶稣进到你的心中。
Even if you have invited Jesus into your heart before.
难怪今天我们在教会里面我们会看到这样的现象。
It's no wonder that we see this in the church today.
我们会听见人说啊。
We hear people say.
我已经做了这些基督徒叫我做的事情了。
I've already done what Christians told me to do.
我也邀请耶稣进到我的心中啊。
I've invited Jesus into my heart.
甚至我决志说我要做基督徒。
And I have made the decision that I want to be Christian.
可是为什么我好像没有感觉？
But why don't I feel any different?
我不觉得我有一个新的生命啊，我不觉得这个新的生命是一个实际。
I don't think I have a new life. It doesn't seem real to me.
为什么我感觉不到神？
Why don't I sense God?
你知道，这是因为住在一个人如果有基督住在他的心中，他已经是一个基督徒了。
Because a person who has Christ living in their hearts is already a Christian.
如果你不应没有真正的成为神的儿女。
If you are not truly his child.
如果你没有真正的因为生命与耶稣基督连上而成为基督徒。
If you have not tied your life to God and become Christian.
就算你曾经说我邀请他到我的心中。
Even if you have previously said, I invite Jesus into my heart.
他没有在你的心中。
He doesn't live in your heart.
所以你没有这个新的生命。
And that's why you don't have this new life.
所以你没有这个实际的感受。
So you don't have this feeling.
所以你感觉不到神。
So you don't sense God.
可是今天，如果你说，
But if you say today,
可是我愿意要有这个跟神的关系啊。
But I want to have this relationship with God.
我要有这个新的生命。
Because I want this new life.
我要我的罪得赦免。
I want to be forgiven for my sins.
我要神应许给我的一切的供应和永生的祝福。
I want all the blessings the Lord has prepared for me.
那神对你的邀请就是你的了。
Then God's invitation is for you.
耶稣的邀请是什么？
What is Jesus' invitation?
来到我这里。
Come to me.
从你的罪中悔改。
Repent and turn away from your sins.
从你犯罪的这个心当中转头。
Turn away from your sins.
相信我。
Believe in me.
我在十字架上面就是为你的罪而死。
I hung on the cross and died for you.
这是为了要付上你罪的代价。
This is to pay for the price of your sins.
但是神将我从死里复活，因为我能够对死、对罪宣告胜利。
But God raised me from the dead so that I may proclaim victory over sin and death.
所以主耶稣基督说，你只要接受我。
So Jesus says, receive me.
接受我成为你的救主。
Accept me as Lord.
接受我成为你生命中的主。
Accept me as the Lord of your life.
那你就必得救。
And you will be saved.
你得救了，你就得到神的生命。
Once you've been saved, you receive God's life.
你得到神的生命，主耶稣基督就住到你的心中。
Once you receive God's life, Lord Jesus Christ will then live in your heart.
你的生命就连上了生命的源头。
And you will be plugged into God.
你的生命就连上了这能力的源头。
You will be connected to this power.
今天如果你是这样的。
If you feel this,
你说我就是愿意。
And you say, I am willing.
或者你说，我之前我以为我已经是基督徒了。
Or you say, well, I thought I was already a Christian.
今天我发现原来我不是。
And I discovered today, maybe I'm not.
但是我要。
But I would like to be.
那你今天就可以在神的面前接受主耶稣基督的邀请。
You can now, today, accept the Lord's invitation to you.
你心里面只要说我愿意。
You just have to say, I'm willing.
你心里面只要说主啊，赦免我。
To say, Lord, forgive me.
主啊，我要有圣灵的感动。
I want your spirit.
我真是全心全意，我看见了你。
I see you, Lord.
那主就进到你的心中。
And Christ will enter your heart.
你就会在生命当中，你就看见他，你就经历他。
And you will experience him in your life.
我不知道在我们当中有多少人是这样的。
I don't know how many people among us are like this.
但是我愿意为你做祷告。
But I'm willing to pray for you.
我们一起低头，我们祷告好吗？
Let us bow our heads and pray.
父神，今天我们来到你的面前。
Father God, as we come before you today,
主为我们今天在座的弟兄姐妹或朋友献上祷告。
We pray for our brothers and sisters and friends among us.
主，你在圣经当中的应许是何等的美好。
Lord, your promises are amazing.
你说我们有一个盼望。
You tell us we have hope.
这个盼望是永生的盼望。
And this is a hope of
eternal life. 是一个丰富的盼望。
It's a fulfilling promise.
Yeah, abundant.
Abundant promise.
是一个可以不流眼泪的盼望。
It's a promise without any tears.
是可以在我们的伤痛当中得到痊愈的盼望。
It's while we are tormented and sad, Lord, it's a promise that you will give us.
是一个释放的盼望。
It's a promise of freedom.
但是我们今天在我们的生命当中，我们经历的却是这一切的不足，是因为罪的后果。
All the experiences we have in our lives where we are discontented, Lord, is a result of sin.
做基督徒不是只来教会。
Being a Christian isn't just coming to church.
做基督徒不是做一个简单的祷告，说耶稣进到我心中吧。
Being a Christian isn't just a simple prayer of saying, Jesus, come into my heart.
今天我们在座的神啊，你看见我们的心。
Lord, you could see our hearts today.
你知道我们当中就是有人，就是有那一位说我要与神的生命连接。
You see who it is among us who's saying now, I want the Lord in my heart.
求主你让我们这些人能够认清我们的罪。
I pray for them, Lord, that they may repent of their sins.
能够从我们的罪中，我们愿意承认，但是我们愿意转头。
That they are willing to admit to these sins, but willing to turn away from them.
我们相信主耶稣基督你在十字架上面所为我们成就的美好的救恩。
And we believe, Lord, in the salvation you have provided us by hanging on the cross.
你流血。
You bled.
你舍命。
You gave your life.
为的是洗净我的罪。
All to cleanse away my sin.
为的是付上我罪的代价。
To pay for the price of my sins.
但是你第三日从死里复活。
But on the third day you rose from the dead.
你向死亡向罪恶宣告得胜。
You have proclaimed victory over sin and death.
那如今我靠着信心，你就在我的生命当中掌权。
And because of my faith in you, you have taken power in my life.
主，我相信你。
I believe in you.
主，我愿意信靠你。
I want to have faith in you.
求主你赐给我更新。
We pray, Father, that you may give us a new heart.
求主你进入到我的心中。
We pray, Father, for you to come and dwell in my heart.
我们的心现在不干净。
Our hearts are unclean.
我们心现在很混乱。
Our hearts are messy.
很脏乱。
It's dirty.
但是我们不知道该怎么样的清理它。
We may not know how to clean our hearts.
但是你会帮助我们。
But I know, Lord, you will help us.
也赐我们力量，能够把我们的心，能够在你的面前呈现出那圣洁、那美善。
Through your power, Lord, I know that you may cleanse our heart, Lord, so that it may be clean for you.
主，我们愿意你在我们的心中住下来。
Lord, we ask for you to come and just dwell in our hearts.
你能够自在的，你能够舒适的，你能够满足的与我们一起。
And that Father, in dwelling in our hearts, you may be at ease and in comfort and be able to settle down and live with us in our hearts.
直到永永远远。
For forever.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.